Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Honor of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go with me to John 12, if you would. John 12. This is such a beautiful passage here. You know the story that Jesus was friends with Martha and Mary and Lazarus. And oftentimes he'd go over to their house and they'd prepare him meals. And I guess he and his whole bunch would just show up over there and they'd feed them. And they had some big times in the house. And you know, Lazarus got sick and died. And praise God, Jesus came, even after he'd been in the grave for 3 days, and spoke the word of God, and Lazarus come hopping out of that tomb, wrapped up in grave clothes.
Amen.
Well, not long after that, he's at their house, sitting down, eating with Martha and with Mary and with a man that was in the tomb just a few days ago. Well, they're happy. How many know the family is? How would you be? Oh, man. Talk about, you got meals and then you got meals where the fellowship is so rich and the love is so strong. And Mary, while they're sitting at the table, she gets up and excuses herself. And she goes back in her bedroom and she finds a pound of ointment of spikenard, which she had, which the Bible said was very costly. Everybody say very expensive. Very expensive. Not just expensive, what? Very expensive. Now, if you look at the other passages, it probably cost about a year's wage of an average wage maker. Now, that's going to vary, but today it'd be just like it was then. You're probably talking at least $20,000. A year's wages? You may be talking more like $50,000. I don't know. But you have to adjust for whatever the times are. A year's wage is a year's wage. This is probably one of, if not the, most expensive, precious things this woman has. So she takes... Let's be conservative and say $20,000. She takes $20,000 and she breaks that box and she dumps it on his feet, bloop, just like that. 20 grand, boom, like that. He can't wear it. He can't tell time with it. He can't ride in it. It just makes him smell really good for a little while. Everybody say 20 grand. Probably a lot more than that, you see. But just like that, she dumps it on his feet. And then she gets down and takes her hair and wipes the excess off. And the whole house is just filled with this ointment of a whole pound of $20,000, $30,000 perfume being dumped. Is that beautiful?
Yes.
Is that an honor?
Yes.
Is that love?
Yes.
But what happened next? Then said one of his disciples. Which one?
Judas
Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him. Why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence? That's over a year's wage. Why wasn't this sold for $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 and given to the poor? For people who don't understand these things, that sounds plausible. Did Jesus agree with him?
No.
Jesus, the head of the church, doesn't believe that. Who said that? Tell me, remind me. Who said that? Oh, this is a waste. I want you to hear these words now. This is a waste. This could have been sold. We could have fed somebody. We could have fed. How many families could we have fed with $50,000? We need to examine this because this is a real issue. Could people have been fed with that money?
Yes.
Could that have helped some people that didn't have a place to live?
Yes.
It could have. Did Jesus need it?
No.
Could he have gotten by without that?
Yes.
Dumped on his... Yes, he could. Then why didn't he correct her and tell her that she's being a bad steward and that she's wasting resources and she should have sent that to the mission field or she should have helped the poor with that? That's men's ungodly thinking, selfish, covetous thinking who don't understand honor. What did Jesus say? Let's read the words of the Master. What did He say? Jesus said, verse 7, what did Jesus say? You leave her alone. Now that's strong enough, isn't it?
Yeah.
What does that mean? You shut up and sit down. You got nothing to say here. This is between me and her. Besides that, the man's heart wasn't right. He's a thief. He's been embezzling. See, now get this. These are the kind of people that jump up and holler.
Right. Yes.
Aren't they?
Yes.
Ah, they spent too much on the carpet in that church. They could have sent that to the mission field. Ah, they spent too much on them chairs. They could have got by with a cheaper chair. Yeah, we could have sat on the floor too. Do you understand? It ain't about seeing how much money you can save. It's about honoring God. Little old chair that people sit in and breaks doesn't honor God. Doesn't honor you.
Amen.
Me showing up at a convention with holes in my shoes, raggedy suit, unkept, is a bad reflection on you. Somebody said, those are the pastors of Faith Life Church in Branson. You want me to drive up in a raggedy car?
No.
Huh? Raggedy clothes?
No.
Hi, we're from Faith Life Branson.
No.
Or how about me showing up in a jet?
Yeah.
Nice stuff.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. No.
How about you showing up?
Amen.
In a jet?
Yeah.
A new car. New clothes.
Yes.
Huh?
Yep. Amen.
You're from Faith Life Church.
Yes.
Most importantly, you're from Jesus.
Yes.
Representing Him.
Yes.
Amen? It's not how beat down and broke you are that some way or another gives God glory. It's when people look at you and go, whew, man, you something. You said, you think we're something? You ought to see our Master.
Yes.
Amen.
You think we're something? You ought to see our Shepherd.
Yes.
Amen? Every good thing we have is because of Him. But here, even Jesus, some of His other disciples got caught up in this, didn't they? They agreed with this thief. This man who just a few hours later, he's here fussing and hollering about $20,000. He sold Jesus out for 30 pieces of silver. Sold Him. Sold out. Now, the reason I'm taking time on this, friend, listen to these people that start talking this kind of stuff and know what spirit they're of and know where they're going and what's motivating them. To the untrained, to people who don't understand, it sounds logical. Well, yeah, they could have sent that money to the poor. Why didn't Jesus say that? Why didn't He correct her? He received it. This is not even something He could wear. It's not something He could use indefinitely. It just for the moment. $20,000, $40,000. Boom. Was it a waste?
No.
It was not a waste. He said, you leave her alone. Against the day of my burying, she's kept this. And the poor you always have with you. Another writing said, and whenever you want to, you can do something for the poor. But me you have not always. And Jesus saw to it that what this woman did was recorded in the Bible. And everywhere the gospel is preached, it's told.
Amen.
Why? Because it's God.
Yes.
It's honor. It's right.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Go with me, if you would, to 2 Samuel 23. I know through the years the Lord has dealt very strongly with me about this, and I feel strongly about it. And I see more and more the preciousness of it. I know I wasn't just a couple of years out of Rhema. And I was going in home to Mississippi for Christmas. And in a time of prayer, the Lord brought to my mind a high school teacher I had back home. And this man, a black man, and during times of the desegregation and everything else, he was put in uncomfortable positions in school where I was at, and he handled himself admirably. And he was a friend to me. There were times we'd be off on school-related things, and he'd pull money out of his pocket and give it to me because I didn't have it. And he taught me about public speaking. And but the Lord dealt with me. He said, I don't mean I heard a voice, but inside me, when you go back home, you look him up. You find him, and you go visit him, and you go honor him. And, you know, if you try, I had to make several calls, and I found somebody that knew somebody that thought they knew him, and I finally got a hold of him. And he's retired on a little farm, has some cows. And I said, well, could I come by and see you? He remembered me. He said, please, please do. Come see me. So I came and saw him. And I sat down with him. We sat down on his porch and talked about his Hereford cows. And we talked about the weather. And we talked about what had been going on. We talked about what we did when I was in high school. And then I took some time. I didn't just run in there and say hi, bye. I sat down and took some time. Amen. And after an hour and a half or something like that, he brought some coffee out to drink or something. And towards the time that I was getting ready to go, the Lord had dealt with me. I had a watch on. It looked kind of like this watch, but it wasn't nearly this watch. It was probably a $300 watch. It was the best watch I'd ever had. And the Lord dealt with me, take that off your arm and put it on his arm and thank him for his input into your life and bless him and honor him. And so I did. I began to thank him for his input into my life and him being a good Christian man. He led the class in prayer every day. He didn't care what anybody said. And godly man, and quote scriptures, and high school teacher, and told me that I could speak. And see, he didn't know I was going to be in the ministry, but believed in me and encouraged me. I stood up and I took my watch off and I said, Mister, I called his name. I said, would you receive this from me? And he said, well, no, you keep your watch. I said, please, please receive it. And finally, I convinced him. I put it on his wrist and I fastened it. And I looked him in the eye and I said, thank you, sir, for blessing me. And I honor your life and your ministry that you had to us as kids. And I prayed for him and I blessed him and I thanked him.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Honor of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.